Online dating means checking boxes, defining who you are, and in turn, whom you hope to attract. And one of the most popular sites for people seeking relationships is about to add many more categories. Here's NPR's Netta Ulaby.
OkCupid has about 4 million users, and within the next few weeks, the site will give them brand new options for specifying their gender and sexual orientation, including androgynous, asexual, genderqueer, and questioning. And why not, says psychology professor Rich Savin Williams. He studies identity and relationships.
Young people like the idea of fluidity.
And they're far more apt, he says, to look beyond gender binaries and see sexual orientation on a continuum.
I think the new categories are pretty great.
This 21-year-old goes by TJ on his OkCupid profile. Right now, he's categorized himself as straight, male, and single. But with the new options...
I would probably say trans man, transsexual, and transmasculine.
Trans man, transsexual, and transmasculine, meaning TJ's a man born biologically female who identifies as masculine. All of these words are part of TJ's written profile, the part where he self-describes, not the boxes he's asked to check. He's also planning to update his sexual orientation when other new options are added.
I would probably say queer, I guess, heteroflexible.
Heteroflexible meaning he mostly goes for girls, with exceptions. Mike Maxim is OkCupid's chief technology officer. He says the dating site was not originally designed to handle dozens of terms and hundreds of variables.
The site was definitely constructed around, you know, just men and then women. And, you know, men are looking for women.
And, of course, women looking for men. Some of these new identifiers would not seem to bring a huge market with them, but, says Maxim, why leave people out? And why not add a little cutting-edge cachet by helping to bring a new lexicon into the mainstream? Still, adding so many new terms, he says, was a technical challenge.
In fact, that was probably the primary reason we haven't done this earlier. You know, this has been a feature that's been requested now for, I don't know, years.
The company picked which new terms to add by looking at the most popular ones in people's written profiles. That turned out to be words like pansexual, bigender, even sapiosexual.
And using that data, we were actually able to come up with a fairly good list.
Okay, sapiosexual?
Right, yeah, I mean, I guess there's a lot of comments on that one.
Sapiosexuals, it seems, are attracted to smart people. Words go in and out of fashion when it comes to identifying yourself, says Professor Rich Savin Williams.
I can remember only several years ago, a lot of people were identifying as bi-curious.
Now a deeply uncool word that, he notes, is not one of the new options. Earlier this year, Facebook added more than 50 new terms for users to select their gender identity. And that might not be enough. Not long ago, Rich Savin Williams was teaching a gender and identity workshop at a high school.
And one young woman defined herself as squiggly. And there was silence, and everyone was saying, what exactly is that? And then she said, well, I feel like that's what I am in terms of my gender and sexuality. I'm squiggly. A lot of people began to shake their head and said, yeah, that's pretty good. I feel that way too.
OkCupid does not currently plan to add squiggly to any of its categories. But single NPR listeners, take note. Apparently in beta testing, sapiosexual is one of its most popular new terms. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.